Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Carl, and this Mass is being offered for Nancy Passante.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We are gathered around this altar to encounter Christ. I want to welcome especially those who are watching us from your home or other care facilities. We're glad you can join us. Let's take a moment now as we call to mind our own sin, our own weakness, as we ask for God's courage and strength. I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and what I have failed to do, through my fault.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, each God in the heart.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, whom taught by the Holy Spirit, we dare to call our Father. Bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the first book of Kings. At the mountain of God, Horeb, Elijah came to a cave where he took shelter. Then the Lord said to him, "Go outside and stand on the mountain before the Lord. The Lord will be passing by." A strong and heavy wind was rending the mountains and crushing rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, there was a tiny whispering sound. When he heard this, Elijah hid his face in his cloak and went and stood at the entrance of the cave. The word of the Lord.
Grant us your salvation.
reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I speak the truth in Christ. I do not lie. My conscience joins with the Holy Spirit in bearing me witness that I have great sorrow and constant anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are Israelites. There is the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. There's the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Drama. The world's filled with drama. Whether it's clickbait, wanting us to watch something, or the news, wanting us to be afraid of something, or angry about somebody, or just our own life. Our life has a lot of traumas to it and difficulties, and it's easy to let it steal our peace. And we have two great readings to reflect on that. Elijah. Elijah is in the middle of letting his peace be ripped away. The context of this for their first reading, Elijah, he's wanted by the king. The king wants to kill him off. And he's been fleeing for 40 days already. Just 40 days. Finally gets to this mountain. God says, "Why are you here, Elijah?" Elijah dumps out, "I've been zealous for you. They've killed off all the prophets. I'm the last one left. There's nothing." And God says, he didn't say this, but we know he means it. "Take it easy." He says, "Go outside and wait for me." And that's where we have this reading. These big three things come up. Now, when we really get mad at somebody or something, or are really angry about something, these three things can be symbolic of ways we want to react. Fire coming down. Lord, bring violence. Give them their comeuppance. Do something. Can I just, a little pop in the nose? Shake them a little bit. We want to do violence. There's a temptation to do violence, especially if you've got an X and a Y chromosome. It's just hardwired, that tendency. Second thing, earthquake. I hope something bad happens to them. Maybe they'll get sick. Maybe something bad will happen to them. I'm not going to do it, but it'd be okay if you did it. Something bad happened to him, Lord. Something bad, because you know what? I'm right and they deserve it. We'll talk about that maybe in a little bit. And then the third one, the wind, the gusts of wind. Maybe I'm not going to do anything to them, but I'm going to talk about them to my friends and anybody else who listen about how wrong they are and how right I am. I might even throw in a few extra embellishments because I'm really right and they're really wrong and they deserve it and I'm hurting. Words, words, words. Violence, something bad, gossip. Three big ways we want to do to others because we're angry or hurt or afraid or something of that nature. Oh. And Elijah has to contemplate all those three things, and he comes to what conclusion? God is not in any of them. He's not in our desire for violence or vengeance. He's not a desire to have something bad happen to another. And he's certainly not in our gossiping and our bad words. He's not in any of them. Ooh, and so he has to pause until he can wait and wait and wait for the Lord. And a little whisper comes. And you go, "Okay, you're right. I can't just react. I can't just react. The temptation is to react because I'm really right or really hurt or really afraid, but I can't do that. I can't let this situation or that person or that news organization or that post or whatever's going on, I can't let that drama steal this peace. It doesn't have a right to it. It doesn't have a right to my heart. And it certainly doesn't have a right to my soul. It doesn't have a right to my relationship with God and relationship with others. None of that has a right to this. And so I have to work on, how do I, one, live so it doesn't steal my peace?" And then what happens in that silence? We'll get to that in a minute too. So, how do I live so it doesn't steal my peace? Let's return to Jesus. Jesus has had a long day of work already. He's been healing the crowds and preaching. And what's he do? "Disciples, get in the boat. I'll see you later." And he goes up to the mountain and prays. I love it when Jesus goes to pray. It reminds me, I have to pray even more. He was God. And he went away to pray, to be quiet, to sit with the Lord, sit with the Father himself. And, oh, yeah. And what did they talk about? Who knows? But I can guess a few things. "I'm tired. It's been a long day. There's a lot of people coming, Lord." Whew. That's part of what our prayer time does, is just to sort through the stuff of life and to let God be part of it. Let the Father be part of it. Let his love be part of it. Oh, praying. Also, I suspect he praised the Father. Praising is a great thing to do, especially when we're tired. And so that's our heart in the right way. I think more than any form of prayer, praise sets us rightly again with who we are and who God is. To give the Father glory and praise. And then intercessory prayer, thanksgiving for what he's given, praying for those around me. Now, there's one kind of prayer that Jesus didn't do, but we do. Repentance. He never had to say, I blew it. That's worthwhile doing too, because that frees the soul. I carry less burdens that way when it's not about my ego. Oh yeah, that was all my pride. Sorry about that. Whew, I'm much more free. That time with God helps me be restored to who I am. Because what gets restored with Elijah? Because after that, going out and hearing the whisper, he comes back in and God says, why are you here? Elijah says, you know what? I've been very zealous for the Lord and killed all the prophets and the last one left. What do you want to do? And God, instead of saying, take it easy, he says, okay, I need you to be a prophet. Go anoint that person as king, that person as other king, and that person as prophet to succeed you. Go do your job. Remember your vocation. Your vocation isn't to worry about the whole world. Your vocation is to worry about smiting people. Your vocation is to worry about being angry. Your vocation is to be a prophet. Go do that. Oh, and by the way, in your drama, you said you were the last one left. God says, by the way, there are 7,000 who have not bowed to the Baals. Oh. Now, why didn't God lead with that? Because he wanted to get Elijah back to his vocation. You're a prophet. You hear my voice. You speak my words. Do that. Now, all of us, you got vocations, right? Son or daughter of God. Maybe a son or daughter of a parent. You're a parent. Maybe you're single. Maybe you're married. Maybe you got a job. Maybe you don't. Whew. Who are we? Who are we? Get back to that. When the drama wants to come, oh my gosh, what am I going to do about X? What am I going to do about this person or that person? You know what? That's not my job. My vocation is to be a good parent. My vocation is to be a teacher. My vocation is to handle this stuff at work. Lord, your will be done with that stuff that's causing drama, but my job is to do my job. Because the person on the radio station or the news program, they're not going to do my job. They may get me all worked up so I can't do my job. They're not helping me at all. I have a vocation. I have a job to do. And the number one way I stay in that place of peace is to pray. Is to pray. And the number one way to pray is to praise, to give God glory. You're awesome. And praise is that simple, speaking truths of God to God. You are holy. You are kind. You are compassionate. And it restores me to, oh yeah, who I am. Who I am. That vocation. So what happened with Elijah? He got restored to his vocation. Now we have Jesus. And this is where it gets really cool. At least I think so. Jesus spends his time with the Father. Yeah, I know who I am. I'm the Son. I'm the Son of God. I'm actually God. I'm the second person of the Trinity. Whew, I'm good. Now, he starts walking on water. This isn't like going across the Red Cedar, okay? It's not like going across the Grand River or the Mississippi River or the Nile. When this starts, they are a few miles offshore. A few is 3 to 5. Let's just call it 3 to 4. Why not? Jesus is walking 3 to 4 miles on the water in stormy conditions. Think about that. He's walking for at least an hour on the water. Whew. Yeah, this isn't a quick skip and a jump. This is not a quick, heal and we're moving on. An hour in his communion with the Father is not disturbed. The wind and the wave are blowing around. Whoop, he's walking for an hour. And his communion with the Father is not disturbed. That is what we're called to, that kind of communion. Now, we're all closer to Peter, though, I suspect. Lord, if it's you, tell me to come. Okay, come. And he gets out and starts walking on water. Number one, we kind of like to diss Peter because he sunk. Mm-mm. He walked on water. Has anybody here walked on water? I haven't. Woo! That dude walked on water. He had that kind of communion and trust with the Lord. Woof, I'm walking on water. Yeah, I'm focused on you. We're good. He's walking on water. He's awesome. But then, whew, he lost that communion for a little bit. The clickbait got him. The news programs got him. Oh my gosh, what's happening in the world? And it stole his peace. It stole it right away. It stole his peace. And it began to sink. But he regained it right away too. Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Whew. Now, some of the depictions, they saw Peter underwater and drowning and Jesus pulls him up. This is pretty clear. Right there, he grabbed him. Maybe his ankles got wet. It was pretty quick. It was pretty quick. Maybe up to his knees, I don't know. But, oh, he walked on water. He got distracted by the clickbait of the world. And then he called right out, and Jesus was right there. And Jesus wasn't there to shame him. Huh, boy, you got beat by clickbait again, didn't you? No. Whoa, why'd you doubt? Why'd you doubt? I got distracted, Lord. Completely got distracted. Though, I remember what communion with you was like. And I want that again. And here's the last part of this. As we're struggling with the world and the drama and of our hearts, as soon as Jesus gets into the boat, the drama dies down. The wind dies down. And that's where we get back to prayer. Jesus, I invite you into my boat. Jesus, I invite you into my boat. Jesus, I invite you into my boat. Because when you're with me, the drama doesn't matter. And I can live in peace. I can live in communion. I can live in union. And I remember who I am. God's son, God's daughter, who's forgiven and loved, who's held, and whom you have a plan for. Let us spend this week returning to the Lord as often as you want. Invite him in. And when the drama of the world starts to steal this, turn it off. Just turn it off. Turn it off. We don't need it. It doesn't have a right to this soul. It doesn't have a right to this peace. Only God does. Let's invite him into our boat. Let's remember who we are. And let us give him glory and praise and thanksgiving for all that he has done. Let's live as sons and daughters of God. Amen.
We profess our common faith. I believe in one God,
the Father of all.
For us and for our salvation.
With courage, we present our needs to our loving Father.
For the Church, may God's saving love continue to transform the hearts and minds of his flock. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who govern nations, may the Holy Spirit guide their decisions in the way of truth and justice for all people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all whose faith is tested by challenges, may Christ strengthen them and fill their hearts with the courage to persevere. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this community of faith, may God bless us with the gifts we need to better serve those in need among us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are ill or injured, that the Lord may stretch out his hand to them and grant them healing, especially Autumn Lloyd, Dolores Cipiccio, Mary Ellen Dolan, our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the souls in purgatory, may our Heavenly Father purify them with the light of his love and welcome them into his eternal presence, especially Edward Cook. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
Heavenly Father, God of mercy and goodness, hear the hearts of your people. We ask each need in the name of Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of your church, for in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by your power you transform them into the mystery of our salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by his birth, he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering, canceled out our sins. By his rising from the dead, he has opened the way to eternal life, and by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognize in the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Thomas Aquinas, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Leo, our Pope and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, whom bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. And graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Take away.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be
Please join in our first communion hymn, number 691, On Eagle's Wings, number 691.
Oh,
Let us pray. May the communion in your sacrament that we have consumed save us, O Lord, and confirm us in the light of your truth through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Greetings, I'm Father Carl Pong. Thank you for joining us for the Outreach Mass. The Outreach Mass is a ministry of the Diocese of Lansing and supported by viewers like yourself. Your support comes to us through your prayers and through your financial gifts. Your generosity allows us to reach thousands of people every week. If you wish to make a donation to support this ministry, you may send it to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your prayers. May God bless.